Lindor Selects.
Yes. All right. Now, I all of a sudden, can I not hear? Oh, there we are. All right. Can we do something to make the studio? This is a big, expensive studio here. Why can't we make it work better? 7 after the hour.
Here we go with the old, how do I get more of myself?
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Well, I have to be able to hear so I know I'm doing the right thing. So here's the situation. It's Thursday morning, and I'm in Washington, D.C., and the reason that I'm here is to go to an event that's sponsored by Families USA. As a matter of fact, we're going to have the executive director of Families USA with us in a few moments, Ron Pollack, and spend much of our time today talking about what's going on. This is an organization for healthcare consumers, talking about healthcare in our country, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to get to Ron in a couple of minutes, but first, I think I'll tell a quick story as I'm sitting across the glass from Mr. McFadden, which I don't do very often.
How was that trip yesterday?
It's a great trip yesterday. So at 9 o'clock yesterday morning, I'm on the plane ready to go to Washington from Los Angeles. And in the usual finest fare, remember last week or the week before we did the most hated companies in America, American Airlines showed up number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here I am. Rather established as a what they call an elite customer.
You're Mr. American.
Well, I'm not a big fan of Americans, although I like them better than I used to, but I still don't run the ship particularly well, and here's the best example I can come up with. There are planes that stay overnight. Los Angeles is one of their hubs. They have a big maintenance hangar there, and they put in many, many planes through the night and work on the planes. So the plane that we were to take to Washington had come in the night before with a problem. I guess it was a problem with one of the toilets. And it had been written up, and the plane was towed over to the hangar so they could work on it. So supposedly it was worked on, and when I got to the airport, it was clear there's going to be a problem in Washington because the weather already at that time was deteriorating.
Oh, yeah.
So the captain says, let's get going, let's get out of here. Well, the plane hadn't been pulled back over from the hangar, and it was 9 o'clock. The plane's supposed to leave at 9:25. Still, no plane. So the captain's saying to the people, where's the plane? So they bring it over, and they lollygag around, and they come to find out when the captain and the crew do the inspection, they have fixed the toilet. So everybody's standing around. Meanwhile, the captain says, we got to get out of here because we got to beat the snow. So anyway, the long story short, it was 40 minutes late getting out of Los Angeles. We fly into this storm, and coming in to Washington last night at the Dulles Airport. It was about as massive a snowstorm as I have seen. And from that, Richie and I spent 4.5 very close hours together in the car, going about 4 miles. I'll tell you that story.
We talked about everything.
Oh,
we
did. Yeah, we had a great time. And neither of us had a lot of sleep because we were on the road trying to get to a place where we could sleep. That's another story for later on. In the meantime, as I said, we're going to spend some time talking about Families USA, health care concerns that you may have. We'll meet Ron Pollack in just a minute here on Good Day.
Switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
10 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn here, Rich McFadden is here, and Ron Pollack is here from the this organization, Families USA, has had a lot to say, as we all have, about health care, health reform. How do we make this all work? And, Ron, I'm happy to be a part of this day-long broadcast. During the course of the day today, we'll have a lot of people who have a lot of interest in this, whether it be politicians or bureaucrats or people who are, I don't know, whether victims is that. How do you, I guess maybe I would start with that. How do you sort of bracket the people in this country that we've talked so much about, the people who don't have health insurance or health care? Do you have a word or two that you can use to describe those people as a collective?
Well, first, by the way, I'm sorry things didn't work out last night, so thanks for your incredible effort.
Well, I wanted to be there with you, but getting there would have meant I'd still be in the car now. So that's why I sort of put a stopgap to that. But at least we can cover the issues, and it'll be an important broadcast no matter what.
Well, you gave it the good old college try, so thank you.
Yeah.
I would say, in response to your question, the folks who don't have health coverage typically are those whose breadwinner in the family works in a small business. That small business feels they can't afford to provide health coverage for their workers. And the costs of people getting that coverage on their own is simply too high in comparison to their salary.
Yeah.
And as a result, they just can't afford it. The average cost of family coverage today is around $13,000-$14,000. So, if you're making $30,000-$50,000, that's a big deal.
Yep.
And that would be probably as best a portrait I could give you if you want a generalization.
Well, let me give you a specific example. My former wife had an arm amputation a week ago yesterday, and there are a lot of drugs, as you can imagine. She has the usual care, Medicare, Medigap, all that other stuff, but she has kind of a funky prescription coverage section. I wonder how many people get into this, and the reason I'm telling you the story is because it sort of is a way of understanding why the costs are as crazy as they are. You just said the average cost $13,000, $14,000 a year. I'm a single adult male. Cost me $1,100 or almost $1,200 a quarter for a $5,000 deductible Blue Cross Blue Shield policy. And I wonder if this story is indicative as to why that's the problem. My former wife was given a medication that she had to take, and there were two choices. She could get enough syringes to last her for 40 treatments, which is what she needed, and the cost would be $2,400, or the pharmacist recognized that there was a different way of doing it. You could get the material that's in these little syringes in bulk and just have one syringe and take the material out and put it into the catheter that needs to put it into her system. The difference in cost, it was $2,400 to get the individual syringes, but if you bought it in bulk and had one syringe, the cost to her under her policy was $40. I mean, when you hear these stories, you want to shoot yourself. And it's this kind of stuff that sends everybody into the ozone, even if you have the coverage. It's so expensive because it's so corrupt.
Well, and one of the points you were really inferring about is, we're talking about the premiums.
Right.
But beyond the premiums, there are things you have to pay for. Mm. Often you've got a deductible. You've got co-payments. You've got certain services that are not covered. Some insurance policies don't cover prescription drugs, or they don't cover maternity care, or if you need psychological care. And so you wind up paying in a number of different ways. The premiums are just the beginning of that process.
Yep. Now, so as the Families USA annual conference takes place in the next couple of days in Washington, what's going to be the focus? How are you moving ahead your agenda this year?
Well, there are two things. Of course, that in March of last year, on March 23rd of 2010, President Obama signed the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And some of those things are already implemented. Many of the things get implemented a few years from now, 2014. And so the focus of the conference is really twofold. One is, what is happening state by state in terms of implementing this legislation? I mean, it's one thing to pass a law. It's another thing you've got to get it implemented. The second thing is that there are a substantial number of members of Congress who want to repeal the law.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's your position on that?
Well, we are strong opponents of that. We think the Affordable Care Act, which is by no means perfect, but it's a huge step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
It provides rights to people that many want, to protect them against insurance company practices, things like insurance companies denying coverage to people due to pre-existing conditions.
Awful. There's some really horrible stories. One thing that has been discussed a great deal, Ron, we're having a conversation with Ron Pollock, who's the founding executive director of Families USA. The wonder about that 1099 requirement. Nobody understood why that was put in there, and it appears to be even the president said something about taking it out in the State of the Union.
Yeah, it is a provision that has small businesses having to report to the IRS for certain kinds of purchases, and it's clear that that's one of the things that it's more than an irritant. It is really a big record-keeping problem that small businesses have to keep, and so that's something I know that the president and key leaders in Congress want to change.
Yeah. And with the tea leaves being as they are, the president seeing how things, there's a lot of opposition to this, in your mind, exist some things in the bill that ought to be tuned up as it's being implemented or before they're implemented?
Well, I would start with this 1099 record-keeping provision.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest task is now getting this thing implemented well. And, you know, as you can imagine, insurance companies don't like the rules that they're going to have to follow. I mean, we were talking about the costs of health care.
Yeah.
One of the key rules that's now in effect is insurance companies have got to spend the overwhelming majority of the premium dollar in providing health care services to people, not on marketing and advertising, administration, CEO compensation, and profits. Well, that's going to mean our premium dollars are going to be used much more efficiently than before. Money is being provided to insurance commissions so that when an insurance company wants to increase premiums, they have the ability to review it to determine whether it's unreasonable. Insurance companies can't then rescind your policy when you get sick. If you have a major illness or an accident, you no longer can be facing a lifetime cap of what the insurance company is prepared to spend because you may have major costs. And obviously, if you're not covered for them, that some arbitrary cap cuts your coverage, well, then you're going to be subject to bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So these are key changes that need to be implemented effectively.
Ron Pollock is the executive director of Families USA. And also, if you go back to the Clinton era, he helped prepare the Patients' Bill of Rights that was enacted by a lot of state legislatures around the country. As a final thought here, how has that worked to help the situation? Or, I mean, back in that era, it seemed to be groundbreaking. Have states continued their focus on this? Is one of the, I mean, you could say this might be an offshoot or a precursor to this whole focus that we have now of the Patient Protection and Care Act.
Well, as you probably remember, once we developed a Patient's Bill of Rights, it never got enacted by the Congress, so it was left to the states.
Mm-hmm.
And some states implemented some of these, and so some states implemented others. Some states didn't hardly did any of them at all. Now we have a federal law which is going to apply throughout the country, and this is far more effective. I mean, for example, when you go to a doctor or a hospital and then you file your claim with the insurance company, and the insurance company says, no, I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have a right to an appeal.
To an appeal, yeah. All right, we've got to scoot, and I know you do too. Ron, thank you for inviting me to participate. Happy to do it, and we'll learn a lot about this sort of thing during the course of the day today. Ron Pollock, Executive Director of Families USA on Good Day.
Attention. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spend some time with the results of American Idol last night, starting with Scott McCreery singing Your Man.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Jennifer's going to like this
version. Put some music on it soft and slow.
Okay.
And baby, we ain't got no place to go. And I hope you understand. Well, I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. And I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
God, can you sing something else that's
higher?
Yeah, look, you know, that spans the test of time.
All right, so he tries to sing Put Some Drive in Your Country.
Well, I was raised on country classics like Roy Eckhoff and George Jones. And Lord, I'd love to hear them sing all them old-time country songs. Well, I really got excited about the time I turned 15. Well, that's the first time I heard a Waylon and old Bo Cephas sing. They put some drive in their country. Well, that'll really turn me on.
Wow.
Oh, I like him.
That guy's good.
Did they let him go through?
Right, well, here's Steven Tyler with some kind of strange, actually.
Well, hellfire, save matches,
oh.
Duck and see what hatches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. All right. So, Jennifer, did you watch this?
I did not. I was traveling last night. Just like
oh,
you know,
that's right, too. You went to Las Vegas yesterday.
Yes, I did.
But you didn't get stuck in the same stuff that Richie and I
did you get stuck in the snow in Vegas?
No,
there was a lot of panic in the airport, I noticed yesterday.
Right. For those who were headed east, not
yeah.
for those who were going west.
Seriously, there was a flight going to Baltimore, and it was like, oh!
Yeah. Forget that. In a few minutes, we're going to spend some time talking about the state of education, because there's a story about a couple of different stories, actually, relating to the quality of our education. And that brings me around to our 2020 news quiz, 26 after the hour on the Good Day program. It's Thursday, the 27th of January. And I would like very much for you to identify this lady, Kelly Williams-Bolar, who is Kelly Williams Bolar? Kelly first name, Williams Bolar, I suppose, combo is a hyphenated last name. Who is she, and why is she getting a lot of attention? Why is there a lot of discussion about her on a lot of radio programs, television programs? The news media seems to be interested in finding out more about this lady. So what do you know? What have you found out about her? Kelly Williams Bolar. Who is she? 800-510-8255. If you can figure it out, if you know who she is or what the story is, you'll call us. And you'll get a swell prize from us as a person who figured out something that's important. The news quiz, a part of our 2020 vision of inquiry here. 800-510-8255. Who is Kelly Williams Bolar? Richie, I always love it when the light goes on, especially if I'm with Rich. The light, when the light goes on.
Can you see it go ding?
Yeah. Can you rush to the keyboard and Google her? And then.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Ding. And this, by the way, Jennifer, all while he's sitting on his orange ball.
Oh, he's still balling,
you know,
huh?
He is. I got to get my ball. Right. Oh. Now, we have the, because I can't do the video yet in Los Angeles, I've actually not been on the video. Go to gooddayshow.com. You'll see the video box there, and I am on the video. Both Richie and I, Richie's on one side of the glass here in the studio in Washington. I'm on the other side of the glass.
I'll turn my video on in a second. You got it? You can see Doug sitting at Liddy's mic.
I'm in the G. Gordon Liddy Memorial Studio. I'm looking at his computer. I want a computer just like this, and I love all of the things that are taped all over the place. Here, Liddy's the only one who really uses the studio.
Everybody else is remote.
Everybody is all over the place. Yeah, but he's. I can feel it. I don't want to lose my hair. That's the only thing I don't want to lose. Sitting in his chair. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Live from Progressive,
it's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Do Pharma.
I want to be able to talk.
Hi.
I can, that's true. Yeah. 33 of the... Hi. Hello. Good morning, America. How are you? It's 800-510-8255 to answer our news quiz question. If you're just coming back, we're looking for the identity and the story of Kelly Williams-Bolar. Why is Kelly Williams-Bolar in the news? What happened to her? What happened to her family? Why is she the subject of much discussion on many radio and television program in the last 24 hours or so? Kelly Williams-Bolar, 800-510-8255. Good day. Time is, I just gave that, though. It's only a minute later than it was. Remember
how, it's nice to keep us updated.
Well, you know what it is? I'm really pretty groggy, actually. Richie and I were just talking about me having some tea to get myself a little caffeine to snap me right, even though I've been here for 2.5 hours, more, well, almost 3 hours,
yeah,
in the studio in Washington. What I was supposed to be doing, the reason I came to Washington, was to go to this annual event. I was invited to attend with a dozen, 14 other talk radio hosts around the country. It's the Families USA Annual Conference. And if you don't know about Families USA, you ought to go on to their website, because there's a lot of information. There's a lot of important information about this organization. It's aimed at helping people who need help with health care, consumerism, if you will. They have always been in the business, since they were founded by Ron Pollock, of high-quality, affordable health care coverage, and they were some of the main motivators behind the bill that was passed last year. Even though the bill has flaws, the idea, I don't think anybody has argued well against trying to get information to, and then therefore providing help for, people who don't have health care coverage. What do we need to do? And I gave the example of Tony's outrageous experience with just one of the things that she needs to take.
One prescription.
Exactly. So how many of those stories are there around? And we all know that, the old $4 Kleenex box, 59 cents cost you in the drugstore, they charge you $4. It was like getting a toilet built by the Defense Department.
Or the hammer.
The hammer thing, right. Same principle applies. So there's been lots of abuses, and it's time those things are addressed. And so their interest is in trying to help a lot of you get what you deserve. The other side of the coin is that the insurance companies that still had a lot of say in this. And my problem with the bill or with the approach, not from Families USA, but in general, is there's no prevention, there's no focus. But as somebody pointed out to me once when we were talking about this last year, there are two different issues here. You're talking about two different things. You're talking about having coverage, which is one thing, which was the main thrust of the bill, and then you're talking about what kind of healthy lifestyle stuff do we need to put before the American people. How many times do we have to keep hammering away at this, though? It is common sense. Yesterday, almost every day this week, I've had a conversation with somebody, because as I go out and about in the public, you go to restaurants or you're in places in the malls and that sort of thing, and you see all these people. As a matter of fact, last night, here's a good part of the story, Jennifer. What I was going to say is I'm not at the actual broadcast because we couldn't get there. The broadcast was supposed to be in one of the major hotels, the Capitol Hyatt downtown. That's where I was going to be this morning. We'll still have all the folks on the air here. It just won't be that I'm face-to-face with them. So I'm fortunate even to be here at the studios of Radio America, which is the originating network. We're on the other side of Washington, but close to Dulles Airport. So it seemed last night at 10:35,
a little smarter.
Been in the car for 4.5 or 5 hours. So we took off. I told the story about taking off from Los Angeles, fly into the storm. When we were landing, I kid you not, we did not see the runway until we hit it. There was no, you couldn't see the lights.
Right.
You saw nothing. You hit the runway, and there are the lights on the runway.
That's scary.
We were the last plane to land before they closed the airport down.
It was coming down.
And if I hadn't had Richie, earlier in the day we talked, and I said, did you suggest it or did I suggest it? I can't remember.
I said, I'll come pick you up.
Come pick me. I said, oh, Richie, you don't have to. Thank heavens he did. I would be sleeping on the floor of the airport right now had he not come to get me, because there was just no movement. In Washington, it's not like the Northeast. This was not a big snowstorm in terms of what the Northeast can handle. North into New England, upstate New York, we can handle a lot of snow. We know how to do it. We know how to drive in it. We know how to have the equipment to take care of what the needs are. And there's a lot of snow on the ground in New England, and yet things don't come to a standstill. Well, in Washington, they do. Washington doesn't. They have some equipment, but they're, in fairness, in truth, they don't usually get storms.
We get three.
We get a little bit of snow here and there.
Most of them are two or three inches,
and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
All right, so there's 8 or 10 inches on the ground here, and it was really coming down. It was that heavy, wet, 31-degree snow. So it's heavy stuff. The branches are breaking on the trees. Electricity's going out. There are like a million people in the greater Washington area today. They have no power whatsoever. None. And it's interesting to listen to these guys, these PR hacks, former radio and television news guys,
who now work for the power companies,
trying to make excuses as to how they miserably exist in society to basically screw you. And the good thing about the news guys is they're pounding away. What do you mean? How can you have
it? You promised this wouldn't happen again.
Right, exactly. So anyway, you find out what phonies and BSers they are. But at any rate, so Richie picks
it
up.
So that being said.
So we walk out of the airport into the car, and Richie's got a four-wheel drive Explorer, so not a problem. There are cars from the police, cars from the limo companies, the cabs. They're all these Crown Vics, rear drive cars, have no weight in the back of them, and they are slatting, fishtailing all over the place. Parking, like, can't even get out of the parking lot. Go out on the road, the ramps which go uphill. People, I'm telling you, we counted hundreds of cars between last night and today just laying off the side of the road, and nobody in them. They just abandoned.
Between the last night coming home, the 4 hours to get the 12 miles from the airport to my house, we counted about 100 cars that were just left.
Just there.
Some in the middle of the road, some just right in the middle of the highway because they just got stuck there.
Yeah.
And then this morning we saw at least another 50 cars sitting on the side of the road. So
it's amazing.
It's a mess.
Wow. It really is. And again, they can't handle it.
Well, what happens?
And people are there's the three-lane highways. People are just it's a parking lot. That's what they all these roadways became parking lots.
What happens here in D.C. is that they tell you, okay, the snow's going to start at 5. And everybody works till 4:15 and then gets out of the office before the first inch gets down by 6. Well, this thing hit at 3, and by the time everybody left at 3:30, it came so fast, there was already 3-4 inches on the ground within the first hour. And it just, that was it. It was done. It was done.
So anyway, That's and I tried to get to, well, I couldn't get out of there because no cabs. There was nothing. So I wouldn't have made it over to the place where the Families USA conference is going on. And this seemed like a better alternative. And so here we are enjoying each other's company. Richie and I really do enjoy in the car last night. We had taken care of pretty much all of the issues. And because we don't really have a lot of time, we have our time together when we're on the air. But other than that, unless there's something that really needs to get fixed, we don't have.
Yeah, it was like an impromptu meeting.
Time for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust Richie to get things done. I don't worry about it. I just send somebody, if something needs to be done, I say, okay, go to Richie, go to Bob. And I'm on to the next thing. But being with him, and I went to his house last night for the first time, Jennifer.
How is it? How
is
the daughter,
baby? Juliana is the sweetest little thing. I would take her home with me. She chats away. She was still up, and she wanted to know where Charlotte was. That was her first question. Mm-hmm. Where's Charlotte?
After a minute, yeah.
She met Charlotte here when I was here a week ago on our way driving cross country because Charlotte was with me here. And so then we had a nice little visit on. We sat at the table, and I had a sandwich, and she was asking questions. And it was just a neat, warm thing. I always liked Richie's wife. And I met the mother-in-law for the first time. And so it was just, it was home.
And the dog.
And the dog. I love the dog. Dog yeah, takes the dog and Juliana home with me.
He's a cool dog.
Yeah. But I don't know. Charlie get along with him all right. I think he's pretty good. Yeah. It's just good. But it's nice to see. I'd never been to your house before. So it was nice to see that ambiance, even though it was covered in snow. Snow, a winter wonderland.
So after about 3 hours in the car together, Jennifer.
4.5 hours.
Well, no, after the third hour.
Oh, Richie said.
I okay. said, all right, I've got enough of you for the next year.
And did Doug say vice versa?
I always enjoy Richie's coming. All right, so we're not getting the right answer here to Kelly Williams-Bolar. Who is she? We'll tell you the story about who she is and why she's important. Plus,
very interesting.
Dr. Ken's visiting with us.
No, Dr. Ken is not here today.
Oh, yesterday. That's right, too.
Yeah.
Ken's wife.
Yeah, is she doing okay?
Well, she had an operation to have her gallbladder out. I think they found that her gallbladder was like, you know, kidney stones. Well, sometimes you develop them in your gallbladder, and she did, apparently.
It was a gallstone factory.
It was an unbelievable mess. And you know, if any of you have ever had a kidney stone or a gallstone, you know how painful that is. So she had an operation on Monday and has not been very comfortable. So Ken's been ministering to her. And she better get well because I'm going to spend tomorrow with him. No distractions, please. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
The American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists has teamed up with Bristol-Myers Squibb and AstraZeneca to launch the Type 2 Talk, a new public health initiative aimed at improving the dialogue between patients with type 2 diabetes and their doctors. Dr. Robert S. Zimmerman of the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists and director of the Diabetes Center Cleveland Clinic explains.
As a practicing endocrinologist, I've noticed that a lack of effective dialogue can make it challenging to create a successful comprehensive treatment program for each patient. The Type 2 Talk provides current insights, polls, and eye-opening facts in an effort to help patients and physicians work together to reach treatment goals.
The program's website, thetype2talk.com, brings a new perspective to the doctor-patient conversations by highlighting the unique viewpoints of each party, thus fostering a deeper mutual understanding of each other's needs. For more information on the Type 2 Talk program, including how to download free worksheets that can help improve conversations between patients and their healthcare team, visit www.thetype2talk.com.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct!
I can't believe that!
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's find out who Kelly Williams-Bolar is. And in order to do that, let's see, move my magic wand here from... This is wonderful. I'm going to get this set up at home, Richie.
The studio on the farm
and the dual screens.
Yeah, it's one computer with two screens.
Yeah, yeah, all kinds of good stuff here. Jim is in Lake City, Florida. Jim, thanks for calling. Good day. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, thank you, sir. Who is Kelly Williams-Bolar?
She's a mom that's been jailed for sending her child to, or two children, I think it was, to a different school district when she's been out of zone from where she lives.
I believe she's from Akron, Ohio, or the Youngstown area of Ohio, where the schools are less than horrible. Are you a coach in the gym? What is that buzzer? That sounds like the start of school buzzer. What did I just hear? Are you either that or you're in jail?
Yeah, one of the two. It's lockup time.
I work at a production company. Oh, yeah. That was an indicator for a crane.
All right, get the crane over here. Hurry up. To the left, Fred. Move it over to the left.
Crane.
Don't hit
awesome.
Jim. All right, so, yes, Kelly Williams-Bolar is getting a lot of attention because she became so concerned about the children in her family and the horrible education that she didn't tell the truth about her address. She got her children into a better school, and the school officials say they got suspicious for whatever the reason. Now, she was sentenced to 10 days in jail, fined $30,000. She only stayed in jail for a day, and I don't think she's going to pay the fine. But what it does is bring to attention of all of us, the attention of all of us, how bad, and this is sort of around the State of the Union address the other night, but the discussion of school choice has come up. The discussion of teachers and grading them has come up. Class size comes up. The unions come up. All of these things have come up, and appropriately so, it seems to me. So with specific attention, Jim, to this woman, what do you think was the best way of handling her case?
You know, my children go to a school that's out of zone for that exact reason.
How do you get them there?
Well, we drive them.
Try to
get them a better education.
Is it in the town you live in or in a different town?
Just a different district.
Right. So,
did you get permission to let them go to that other school?
I went through the school board, but we have that pretty regularly in our area.
So you have choice.
Other county.
You have school choice.
That's right. We have a choice.
You go
to the county and ask for. Exactly.
That's awesome.
It isn't, Rich. Really, the thing that really bothers me about this is we have these good schools and good teachers, but we're paying through our tax dollars to have good schools everywhere.
Well, then you know what? School should be a good school.
The school down the street from Jim needs to get its act together.
Well, then that's it, exactly.
They should send somebody in to overhaul it.
I mean, it's not this woman's fault that the system has failed her and the system gives her schools that suck in the area where she lives. But sending them and having choice and saying, I was listening to somebody earlier today that was on MSNBC saying, oh, yeah, we ought to offer parents the choice. No! Choice is not the answer. Fix the teachers.
No, I disagree.
Well, then you can disagree all you want. The lady in Washington that you love so much, what was her name?
Michelle Rhee.
Yeah. She wasn't for choice. She wanted to fire and bad teachers and fix all of the schools.
Until somebody like her comes along, if I want to send my kid to a better school that's 8 miles away instead of the one that's 2 miles away.
You're going to not tell the truth?
That is segregation.
Are you going to not tell the truth?
I'd lie if I had to.
All right, Jim. Nice going.
Wow.
Jim, hold on. We're going to give you a nice prize. Appreciate your call. 51 after a good day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Richie and I talking about three or four things already that are important to you. A lot of people around the country are talking about the snowstorm here in Washington yesterday. Just my luck. Every time I've traveled this winter, I've gotten impacted by a snowstorm. Every single time I've traveled, never.
No matter where you go.
Exactly. No matter where I'm.
You go back to Boston, come to D.C.,
and now,
Ohio.
So I'm going to Florida this afternoon.
You should be okay there.
Yeah, I won't have a problem there.
Hopefully.
Ken's going to do my physical tomorrow, and then tomorrow night I'm flying back into Boston. There's a snowstorm scheduled for Boston again on Saturday, and then I have to go to New York on Monday, and it looks like there's going to be snow in New York on Monday, and then Tuesday I'm supposed to fly. Is it Tuesday? No, I'm not going back to L.A. until Wednesday. And then I got to go to Denver on Thursday, and there's a big snowstorm supposed to hit Denver the end of next week because it's another one of those northwest storms. It's like, hello.
You're in trouble, mister.
I'm this year, apparently.
You should get a sled.
They were calling D.C. the donut because every storm we've had so far has gone right around us. We're just this hole in the middle of it.
By the way, we could use some good donuts here, although I shouldn't do this because I'm going to Candy's.
You actually did lose a pound or two since I saw you last.
Right. We're going to talk more about how we're doing on our MetaFast diet in a bit, but first we need to learn about this 95-year-old woman who touched so many lives by learning how to blog. Have you heard about this lady? Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, will tell her story next on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Maria Emilia Lopez of Galicia, Mexico, first went online when she was 95 years old. That's when her grandson set up a blog for her as a birthday gift. Senora Lopez took to writing on her blog. She wrote, quote, "My life changed. Now I can communicate and interact with the world." She examined politics, history, and with great insight, she described what it was like to grow old. The blog became extremely popular, and in February, she wrote, quote, "When I'm on the internet, I forget about my illness. The distraction is good for you, being able to communicate with people. It wakes up the brain and gives you great strength. Sadly, Senora Lopez died recently at the age of 97, but not before sharing the thoughts and experiences of her rich life with the world on a blog over the internet, which she discovered so late in life. But thankfully for us, not too late. Link to her blog at technologytaylor.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is coming. We all know
I
that.
Know.
Right? It's nice to have someone who cares about you enough to send pro flowers, these Valentine's Day red roses. Richie, if you really were good at this, you would have had Bobby Vinton's red roses handy by so that I can use it as a backdrop for one dozen red roses and a free ruby vase. That's today's special, today only, in fact. Get a dozen red roses plus a free ruby vase, $29.99, from the folks at ProFlowers.com. You will be impressed, Jennifer, when you get these classic red roses. You cannot possibly imagine.
Roses are red, my love.
This is one of the great rose songs from the early hit music era. Price of rose is going to skyrocket.
Yeah. It'll be $100 for a little terrible roses. Yeah.
So lock in the price right now. Save some serious money. $29.99 for today only. Get a dozen red roses plus a free ruby vase when you go online to proflowers.com. They guarantee, by the way, delivery on Valentine's Day. The roses are guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days. So go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone at the top right corner, type in Doug. Proflowers.com, Doug.